This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Solumedrol. Active ingredient, S. methylprednisolone sodium succinate. This leaflet provides important information about using Solumedrol. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Solumedrol. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I given Solumedrol? Solumedrol contains the active ingredient methylprednisolone sodium succinate. Solumedrol belongs to a group of medicine called corticosteroids. Solumedrol acts in the body by reducing inflammation, pain, swelling, redness and heat, which is one of the body's reactions to injury, and by reducing the body's reaction to infection. Solumedrol is used to treat of one or more of the following: skin diseases, allergic reactions, inflammation of the eyes, respiratory diseases and certain respiratory infections, diseases of the gut, gastrointestinal tract, multiple sclerosis, rheumatic disorders, diseases of the blood, treatment of certain glandular conditions. Your doctor may have prescribed Solumedrol for another reason. There is no evidence that Solumedrol is addictive. What should I know before I receive Solumedrol? Warnings. Do not use Solumedrol if 1. You are allergic to methylprednisolone sodium succinate, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. The Solumedrol 40 mg product contains lactose from cow's milk. 2. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. 3. You have a severe fungal infection. Check with your doctor if you have or have had any other medical conditions, especially the following: disease of the heart, e.g., high blood pressure, hypertension, or congestive heart failure, condition, or tumor of the adrenal and or pituitary glands including Cushing's syndrome, stomach ulcers, thin or weak bones, or bones that tend to break easily, osteoporosis, kidney or liver disease, underactive thyroid gland, emotional and mental disorder, myasthenia gravis, ongoing chronic fatigue and muscle weakness, muscle pain, tenderness, or weakness from other medicines, especially those used to treat high cholesterol or triglycerides, tuberculosis, TB, herpes simplex of the eye, any pus-producing infections or parasitic infections, e.g., threadworm, disease of the bowel, e.g., ulcerative colitis or diverticulitis, recent head injuries, fits or convulsions, diabetes or increased sugar in your blood, blood clots, a cancer of the blood, because you may be at risk of a very rare, potentially life-threatening condition resulting from a sudden breakdown of tumor cells, take any medicines for any other condition, have recently been vaccinated or immunized. Solumedrol must not be used with certain types of vaccines, are allergic to any other medicines or any other substances such as foods, preservatives, or dyes, especially cow's milk or any other dairy products. If you are scheduled to have any laboratory tests, e.g., blood or urine, we tell your doctor that you're being treated with Solumedrol. The use of Solumedrol may disguise the signs of infections due to a decrease in the body's response to the infection. If you are in any doubt, please consult your doctor. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Children. Long-term treatment with corticosteroids can affect growth and development in children. It can also increase the risk of high pressure in the brain. Your doctor will monitor your child closely if your child needs long-term treatment with Solumedrol. Some of the Solumedrol products contain benzyl alcohol. Benzyl alcohol has been associated with a rare but serious side effect in infants. Your doctor will decide if treatment is appropriate. Elderly. If you are over 65 years old, you may have an increased chance of side effects such as bone weakness, possibly leading to fractures. You may also experience fluid retention, which may lead to increased blood pressure. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell them before you start treatment with Solumedrol. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and food may interfere with solumedrol and affect how it works. These include non-steroidal anti-inflammatory such as salicylates or aspirin, medicines used to relieve pain, swelling and other symptoms of inflammation including arthritis, neuromuscular blocking drugs, e.g., pancuronium, some antibiotics, e.g., erythromycin, medicines used to treat TB, e.g., isoniazid, some antifungal agents, e.g., ketoconazole, amphotericin, medicines to treat HIV, e.g., indinavir, ritonavir, some medicines to treat blood pressure, heart conditions and stroke, e.g., digoxin, and diltiazem, some diuretics, e.g., furosemide, a medicine to help kidneys get rid of salt and water by increasing the amount of urine we produced, medicine for nausea, e.g., aprepitant, fosaprepitant, oral contraceptives, medicines used for myasthenia gravis, glaucoma, or Alzheimer's disease, medicines for psychiatric disorders, medicines to treat anxiety, bronchodilators, a type of medicine that opens up the airways in the lungs used to treat asthma, bronchitis, emphysema, and other lung diseases, e.g., salbutamol, medicines to treat breast cancer or hormone disorder, anticonvulsants, e.g., phenytoin, phenobarbitone, anticoagulants, e.g., heparin, warfarin, antidiabetic medicines, e.g., insulin, glibenclamide and metformin, immunosuppressants, e.g., methotrexate and cyclosporin, a medicine used in kidney transplant patients, some immunizations, inoculations, or vaccinations, grapefruit juice. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect solumedrol. How is solumedrol given? This medicine will be administered under medical supervision. Solumedrol must be administered by intravenous or intramuscular injection. It must not be given in the spinal cord, intrathecal, or epidural, or by local injection due to the risk of serious side effects. You must not administer this medicine to yourself. Solumedrol powder is reconstituted with the diluent provided or sterile water for injections by your doctor or pharmacist. How much you should be given, the dose and how often you are treated with solumedrol will depend on your medical condition and also on your weight. Your doctor may change the dose and how many times a day you have it as your condition changes. Your doctor will continue giving you solumedrol for as long as your condition requires. If you are given too much solumedrol will be administered under medical supervision, so an overdose is unlikely. However, repeated frequent doses over a long period of time may cause an increase in side effects. If you think that you have been given too much solumedrol, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately contact your doctor or phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Keep the telephone numbers for these services handy. What should I know while on solumedrol? Things you should do. Tell your doctor immediately if you notice any unusual symptoms. If you are about to start taking any new medicines, tell your doctor or pharmacist that you are being treated with solumedrol. Tell any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist who treats you that you are being treated with solumedrol. Tell your doctor immediately if you become pregnant while taking solumedrol. If you are about to have any blood test, tell your doctor that you are taking solumedrol. It may interfere with some of the results. Keep all your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Things you should not do. Avoid drinking grapefruit juice while you are being treated with solumedrol. Grapefruit may interact with solumedrol and affect the way your body uses the medicine. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how solumedrol affects you. Solumedrol may cause dizziness, lightheadedness, visual disturbances, and fatigue in some patients. Do not drive or operate machinery or do anything else that could be dangerous if you have any of these symptoms. Looking after your medicine. Normally your doctor or hospital will store Solumedrol appropriately. It is important to store it in a safe place away from heat, below 25 degrees Celsius. Do not leave Solumedrol in a car. If for any reason you take your Solumedrol home, always ensure that it is stored in a place where children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor stops treating you with Solumedrol, your hospital pharmacist will dispose of any unused medicine. The expiry date is printed on the labels. Solumedrol should not be used after this date has passed. Are there any side effects? Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are being treated with Solumedrol. All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Side effects. Common side effects. What to do. Weight gain as a result of fluid retention, or increased appetite. Muscle weakness, or loss of muscle mass. Loss of ability to feel pain in the joint and instability of the joint. Pain when putting weight or pressure on a joint. Increased sweating. Headache or dizziness. Lightheadedness. Changes in your menstrual periods. Mood changes and other mental disorders such as memory loss, reduced perception and problem-solving abilities. Nausea. Vomiting. Itchy or peeling skin. Loss of appetite or weight loss. Thin fragile skin or bruising. Acne. Facial redness or bands, stripes or lines on the skin. Warmth and reddening of the skin, flushing. Excessive hairiness, particularly in women. Benign tumor-like lumps as a result of fat deposits in the tissues. Painful or tender bumps under the skin. Persistent hiccups. Stomach pain or discomfort. Diarrhea. Fatigue or generally feeling unwell. Pain. Redness at the injection site. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these common side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Call your doctor immediately. Bone weakness possibly leading to fractures. Wounds that will not heal. Red, purple, or brown patches on your skin. Loss of sensation, or problems with your reflexes, slow, or too fast. Yellowing of the skin or eyes, dark urine, wee, loss of appetite. Seek emergency medical attention. Signs of increased pressure in the skull, including drowsiness, vomiting, headache, weakness, numbness and or eye problems such as double vision, convulsions, or fits, blurred, or loss of vision, distorted vision, or a blind spot in your central vision, pressure in the eye. Signs of frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Allergic type reactions, e.g., skin rash, itching and difficulty breathing, wheezing, or coughing, anaphylactic reactions. Swelling of hands, ankles, or feet. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Inflammation of the food pipe. You may experience difficulty or pain when swallowing, or heartburn. Poor appetite, fever, chills, nausea and a persistent stomachache that becomes worse with movement. Severe muscle pain or weakness often along with passing of dark red or brown urine, wee, or only passing small amounts of wee. Uncomfortable or severe stomach pains or belching after eating. Pain and tenderness in the leg, pain on extending the foot, swelling of the lower leg, ankle and foot. Chest pain and breathlessness. Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Solumedrol can also cause chemical imbalances in the blood and urine, wee, swelling of the pancreas, pancreatitis, bleeding in the stomach, masking of infections, increased risk of infection, hormone changes, metabolic changes, changes in liver enzymes, increased blood pressure, or increased number of white blood cells, leukocytosis. Some of these side effects can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check on your progress. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/safety/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Sonumedrol contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Methylprednisolone sodium succinate. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. 40 mg ACTO vial system. Monobasic sodium phosphate. Dibasic sodium phosphate. Lactose monohydrate. Sodium hydroxide. Water for injections. Diluent. 125 mg ACTO vial system. Monobasic sodium phosphate. Dibasic sodium phosphate. Sodium hydroxide. Water for injections. Diluent. 500 mg, 1 gram and 2 grams vials with diluent. Monobasic sodium phosphate. Dibasic sodium phosphate. Sodium hydroxide. Benzyl alcohol. Diluent. Water for injections. Diluent. 500 mg and 1 gram plain vials. Monobasic sodium phosphate. Dibasic sodium phosphate. Sodium hydroxide. Do not use this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. Sonumedrol does not contain sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azo-dyes. What Sonumedrol looks like. Sonumedrol powder for injection is a white or nearly white powder in a vial. Sonumedrol is supplied as one vial with separate sections containing the powder and the liquid to dissolve the powder ready for injection, ACTO vial system, or two vials, one containing the powder and the other containing the liquid to dissolve the powder ready for injection, or plain vials containing only the powder. Available pack sizes. 40 mg ACTO vial, 5s pack, Ostar 1, 7, 1, 9, 9, 1. 125 mg ACTO vial, 1s pack, Ostar 1, 7, 1, 9, 9, 2. 500 mg vial with diluent, 1s pack, Ostar 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. 1 grams vial with diluent, 1s pack, Ostar 1, 2, 3, 4, 0. 2 grams vial with diluent, 1s pack, Ostar 1, 2, 3, 4, 2. 500 mg plain vial, 1s and 5s pack, Ostar 5, 0, 6, 9, 1. 1 grams plain vial, 1s and 5s pack, Ostar 5, 0, 6, 9, 8. Not all presentations are available. Who distributes Sonumedrol? Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd. Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number. 1-800-675-2229. www.physimedicalinformation.com.au. This leaflet was prepared in July 2025.